Ortolan with ABC News. An anti-greyhound racing group says dog deaths on the track are unacceptable, as Victoria claims the highest death count in the sport so far this year. Victorian stewards have officially recorded 34 deaths this year, equating to more than one third of the total deaths nationally. In the latest fatality, a dog was euthanised after sustaining injuries at a race in Shepparton at the weekend. Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds National President Dennis Anderson says the numbers are horrific.
We believe that in 2020 it is unacceptable. This industry is all about money. No, it's absolutely not acceptable to say, oh, well, we're going to accept a certain number of deaths on the track in the interests of making money.
The Victorian Racing Minister and Greyhound Racing Victoria declined to comment. Meanwhile, retired Wangaratta Greyhound trainer Neville Tate says animal activists don't understand the industry.
They just don't understand that all the dogs that run, even if some are hurt or killed, in worst case, all those dogs are loved by their owners. You would not get people that love the animals more than greyhound trainers.
Infrastructure.